from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the kickoff edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Lance Allen alongside Larry McCarron and the man who has his name on the show. Please welcome Packers head coach Mike McCarthy. Mike, one game does not a season make, but obviously you went out to San Francisco to win. Your assessment of what happened out there, there was a lot that happened out there.
Well, you know, you start with the preparation going into the football game. You knew there was going to be some things that you weren't going to expect to see. You know, we had some of that based on how they utilized personnel. But with that, I thought we were able to battle through the highs and lows of the game. Obviously, there was a number of them. The biggest disappointment was to be there at 8 minutes left and have the lead, just how we played down the stretch. So that'll be a major emphasis for us as we prepare for Washington.
Mike, as you look at that eight-minute period, I've heard you mention it a couple of times, what's got to change? Where does the execution have to be better there?
Well, I felt a huge emphasis going into this game. If you look at the makeup of both teams, the obvious being turnover ratio, with just the aggressiveness of both defense and just the way our defense was playing coming out of the training camp in the preseason, the turnover ratio was going to be a key focus, and the second was big plays. And at the end of the day, we had the two turnovers in the first half, which we were able to overcome in the second half, which is a credit to our players. But ultimately, I think we were minus four big plays in the second quarter against their big plays, explosive gains. And then we had five big plays on that final drive right before halftime, so we were plus one. So you feel like you have the momentum, but at the end of the day, they made more big plays than we did in the second half, and I felt that was really the truly determining factor in the outcome. I think they end up being plus four in the big play battle.
Speaking of which, late in the week, you found out you weren't going to have Morgan Burnett. How much did that factor into Anquan Boldin doing what he did with the 208 receiving yards and then Vernon Davis with the 98 yards and the two touchdowns?
Well, Morgan Burnett, he's our quarterback back there. He's really stepped up this year, and we're looking for great things from him. I think the thing that probably, looking in hindsight, that hurt us was not the fact that Morgan didn't play in the game. It was the fact that the other two safeties didn't have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to prepare, because Morgan practiced both Wednesday and Thursday, and then we had a transition on Friday. So to prep, in fairness to MD and McMillan, in fairness to them, they didn't have as much preparation as you would like.
While we're on the defensive side of the ball, Mike, it's amazing nobody's talked about the pistol or the read option after the previous 7 months. Nobody could stop talking about it. Were you impressed or pleased with the way the guys and the defensive coaches handled that thing?
Well, we have a plan. We've had a chance to practice the plan. There wasn't the element of unscouted look or so forth, and just our whole approach to that particular scheme was different this past Sunday than it was last year. So, I thought our defense was very effective against it.
Mid-fourth quarter, it seemed like Eddie Lacy really ran with an attitude, with a physicality, and then punched it in for that touchdown to put you guys ahead. You must have liked that.
Yeah, Eddie had a great finish to the game. He had a slow start. It'll be an experience that I feel confident Eddie will grow from. And I think it's just a product of being a rookie on the big stage for the first time. I mean, we all know how well Eddie played at the University of Alabama and some of the great things. It's a different deal up here, and I think the butterflies were floating around for a number of our young guys.
A couple of personnel decisions that were somewhat unusual. Johnny Jolly, kind of a surprise starter in the defensive line. Tim Mastey kicking off. Could you talk about those decisions?
Tim Mastey kicking off is really something that we've been looking at for 2 years, and we feel this will give Mason the opportunity to focus just on the field goal, and frankly, Tim's really good at it. So and he's a heck of a tackler too, which he's tackling too much right now. So that's another topic for another day. But Johnny Jolly, as far as him starting, based on different packages, we carried an extra defensive lineman going into this game, and it definitely helped out versus the run.
Clay Matthews had 8 tackles, 3 for loss, a sack. He was all over the field. And then, of course, he had that play, the late hit as well. Mm-hmm. How do you assess his performance, Mike, and just in general, the way he played and maybe the emotions?
I mean, Clay Matthews had an excellent game, graded out very high, very productive. You know, he had the one penalty. He made poor judgment on the boundary there with the scrambling quarterback. So I was very pleased with the way Clay played.
You also had to be pleased, Mike, with yards after the catch. Yes. I mean, your receivers did a heck of a job, huh?
No doubt. Jordy Nelson was outstanding. You know, Randall Cobb, even Jermichael Finley's touchdown is a big-time play on the boundary, just to be able to shed 2 tacklers and still get the ball in the end zone. So a lot of good things, a lot of good things to build off of. But at the end of the day, it's about winning. It's about winning and quality of play, and we weren't obviously good enough in both of those areas.
Plenty more to talk about here on the Mike McCarthy Show, and we'll be joined by our special guest, Don Barclay, coming up after the break.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, Packers offensive tackle, Don Barclay.
Don, you guys are coming off a tough loss, to be sure. How'd the guys in the offensive line room look at the game? What was the collective thought?
Think, you know, it kind of hurt, you know, just knowing that, you know, we almost had that one and we left it out there. Could have done better at different parts of the game. Could have got the run blocking going a little bit earlier.
Don, you mentioned the run blocking. You guys started gashing them pretty good, and that's a salty outfit that the 49ers have. Started gashing them pretty good in the second half. What was the difference between that and when things were not going too well in the first half with the running game?
I think second half we started doing a little bit more tempo. We got a couple nice runs off. That kind of helped us spring some runs with Eddie. And, you know, towards the end of the game we started, you know, guys started fatiguing. I think we started leaning on that. And the first half it was just little pieces here and there. We couldn't get figured out. Maybe one guy, a little bit leakage here and there, but we got to improve that, and definitely for the upcoming weeks if we want to run the ball better.
Now, Don, I noticed you personally, most of the time when it came to pass protection, you were matched up against Ahmad Brooks, good football player. Now, occasionally, that 99 dude, Alden Smith, had come over there very long. It looks like his arms are like 8 feet apiece and so forth. You know, when they change up style of rushers on you, is that unsettling at all, or does it bother you all, or is your job the same regardless?
Oh, it's the same regardless. The only different curveball, I'd say, you know, they're two different style players, so, you know, mentally you got to be prepared from that week watching film from what Ahmad's going to do compared to what Alden's going to do.
Mike, Don comes here last year as an undrafted free agent, winds up starting 6 games for you, including a couple playoff games, and is your starting right tackle this season. As an undrafted free agent, why does he beat the odds, and a lot of guys don't or can't?
Because he's from Pittsburgh. Well, he went to West Virginia, so that's another, it was working against him there for a while. No, I can't say enough about Don. I mean, he just kept working every single day, and you could really see it like you always do with young guys, particularly offensive linemen. The first day you put them in pads, just in the one-on-ones, and, you know, he started doing some really good things in preseason, you know, earned his job, and then he was ready when his opportunity came. So it's a real credit to his work ethic.
Mike, I got to tell you, he's also a company guy because during the early stages of training camp, he's supposed to be competing for the right tackle job, and I see him lined up occasionally out there, but he's at right guard, center. I think you're on the left side a few times as well, and you ask him about that. Is it difficult? Is it a challenge? And every time, nope, whatever's best for the team. I'm just competing regardless of position.
Right.
Now, did you really feel that way? Pretend Mike's not here. Did you really feel, or did you think, what's the deal?
No, you know, at the time being, you know, that's what was best, and, you know, me and Coach Campen talked about it, and, you know, that was my job that week. So if he put me at center, you know, I was going to go out and do and try and improve the best I could at center. If it was guard, that's what I was doing that week. And then, you know, when it got out to tackle, that I just kind of tried to pick up where I left off.
Don, something I've noticed about you since you came here is when you come out to practice or games, you have your work gloves on. You're going to put in a good day's work each and every day. Where does that kind of blue-collar approach to football come from, do you think?
I think back home, you know, as Coach said, Pittsburgh. But I just think the way I was growing up, you know, my dad, you know, just told me, you know, don't matter how big you are, how, you know, how strong, you know, it's just going to come from deep down. And, you know, any sport that I played, basketball, baseball growing up, you know, you just got to go out there and produce every day, you know, take a, you know, punch the clock, as he would say. So that's just kind of where I got that from.
All right, let's go out to Lance in the audience.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. First up, we have Kenneth, and he has a question for the coach.
Yes, my question is about the call, what the referees did in the, with the hit in, out the, in the in, or the outside, and the two calls offset. So my question was, what was your thoughts on it was supposed to be fourth down instead of third down?
What are my thoughts? Well, I wish it was fourth down, honestly. But, you know, a mistake was made. You continue to play. You know, we played it down, and obviously it didn't go our way. So there's plays in every game that can factor in an outcome of a game. But, you know, particularly when games happen early in the game, I think our team does a great job of it. They just keep playing, and you can see the adversity. Throughout the game, we were able to overcome. The disappointing part for us as a team is right there at 8 minutes left in the game. We had a chance to, you know, go do something about it with a 28-24 lead, and we didn't get it done.
All right, next up we have Nancy, and she has a question for Don.
Yes. Hi, Don.
How you doing?
How do you like it so far up here in Green Bay?
I love it. I mean, I think it's a great setting. You know, the games are so exciting. The fans are great. Small town. You know, it's kind of great. You know, keeps everyone close together. You know, you can only go so many places without not seeing anyone or seeing a player. So I think that's great. It keeps the bonding together. So I like it a lot.
Next up, we have Steve, who is either a brave individual or an absolute I don't even know what. He's a spy. He's an infiltrator. And he has a question for the coach.
Okay, the Pack have had the Bears number for the past couple of seasons. What kind of things with the new staff and adjustments they've made to personnel, how are you going to prepare differently?
Well, anytime you play a football team with a new staff, you hope to play them a little later in the season than early, and we're fortunate in that fact that, you know, we'll have an idea on what they're going to do, offense, defense, and special teams. So you just trust your game plan, trust your process, and obviously it'll be a different challenge for us.
All right, thank you very much, Mike, Don, and for all the people who ask questions. Next up, Larry and Don, dial up a play on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
From the shotgun on first and 10, Rodgers pump fakes, throws it over the middle, got Randall Cobb hammered down, but hangs on.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to talk some X's and O's with Don Barkley. And Don, what is job one for an offensive tackle?
Definitely pass blocking.
Bingo. Right. Correct answer, sir. We're going to look at some pass blocking. And the first thing I want to look at, okay, over here, we're going to look at your feet. Because I'm sure a lot of fans watch. And offensive tackles have this, I guess you could say, peculiar way of shuffling their feet, and the guys that are successful do it well, and the guys who are not don't. So could you talk about the importance of it as we watch you do it? That's the first couple steps here.
Okay. Well, this one here, it was a five-step drop, first of all. So I try and get a little bit more depth, and I know that Aaron's going to be a little bit more deeper in the pocket, so I'm trying to get more depth, and I have a good punch and separate and just play football from there.
Okay, Don, you talk about punching and separating. We're right prior to that at this point in the block. And something, let's roll a little further. You talked about punching and separating. Bingo. You know, if you can separate like that, I mean, war's over, the guy's feet stop and so forth, but it takes a lot of strength, doesn't it, to actually push the guy off you?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes from all in the off-season, bench press, shoulders, all that. So I think you kind of apply that when you're playing, but you know, you got to have good feet at the same time. You know, being able to punch and move your feet, so it just all comes together.
One other question for you, Don. Over the time here, and it's just a year and change now, have you developed like eyes in the back of your head and can kind of feel where? Who is that? That Aaron Rodgers dude?
Yeah.
You can feel where he's at. Can you kind of feel that?
I think it just comes from reps. I mean, knowing where he's at in the pocket, whether it's a five-step or a three-step drop. And, you know, him just having the ability to know where I would be too, because it's just depends on the type of player you are, whether you jump on a guy right off the bat at the line or kind of flow back in the pocket and run him by. So,
well, let's roll it forward and see the exciting conclusion. Okay, successful pass block, completion to Randall Cobb for a first down. And ladies and gentlemen, that was thanks in very large part to Don Barclay. Thank you, Don.
Appreciate it.
Big success. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Don't go away.
And we are back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week, we hit you up for your questions and answers on Twitter. And this week, it was the play of the game. And everyone, Mike, seemed to be pretty much unanimous on this one. Jordy Nelson made a phenomenal catch where he literally tiptoed the sideline. Excellent laser throw by Aaron Rodgers as well. What a play in that fourth quarter.
Definitely a great play. It really starts with the protection unit. They were able to collapse the, the left side of the line, our left side. Aaron was able to slide out for vision. Jordy had the one-on-one. Aaron threw a back shoulder, and it just a great catch.
Speaking of those two guys, Mike, how about in the first half? Another pass to Jordy Nelson. It was kind of a little double move thing up the side, and the guy jams him, hits him hard. Jordy fights off it, and then the window of that ball to catch along the sideline, I mean, that was like big time good.
I mean, Aaron's different. in a great way. Just some of the throws that he makes, and it's really a credit to the relationship between Jordy and Aaron, and really he has that relationship pretty much with the whole perimeter. But his trust in those guys that anytime, the window or the position of a defender or, certain color, certain angles, certain holes, he just, has the ability to make all the throws. But there's a lot of trust there.
Somebody may look at the stat sheet and say, okay, Alden Smith had a sack and a half. But like Larry oftentimes like to say, the other guys on the other side of the ball get paid to play too. They're professionals. Yeah. And it seemed like David Bakhtiari held up pretty well for rookie in his first
game. Oh, really?
Game.
Yeah. David played very well. I mean, the first sack was clearly a breakdown. As frankly, we had a couple players that didn't do the right thing. So David was in a cut opportunity. So that really should have never happened. Mm. So I don't want to sit here and get into specifics of who did what, but they didn't do what they're supposed to be doing. But David played well against a great player, and he was off to a very good start.
Mike, Josh Sitton is facing Justin Smith, and I mean, I know Josh was wired for it. He's going to get after this dude, and he did. However, he gets a hat trick when it comes to penalties. Now, I don't know. That seems excessive a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's going on every play. I can see the hands of the face. But when you guys looked at the film, do you think, what, or is that just the way it goes?
Hand placement, particularly in a game like that. I mean, you have two really good teams, particularly two Pro Bowl players going at it. I thought Josh really got the short end of the stick as far as, the calls. I mean, the hands of the face, yes, you can call that. I thought Justin really did a good job of, acting on the second one. And in the third one, I don't understand it. So two really good football players going at it. I would have liked that not been a factor in Josh's performance because he did a lot of good things.
And each week after every game, you can always hit us up on Twitter, hashtag McCarthy Show. Tell us what you think the play or player of the game was. Next up, our final segment, we'll talk about Washington. That's coming up on the Mike McCarthy Show. Final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Washington comes to town for the home opener. Always an exciting time, Rock.
Absolutely. And Mike, RG3 and all that good stuff, and this Redskins coming to town. But at the end of the day, it's still about your football team and what it does. What kind of lessons do you want your team to take forward out of this loss to the 49ers?
Well, the biggest thing will be preparation. There's some things in preparation that we'll really emphasize this week. Back to the fundamentals. The padded practice on Thursday is the most important practice of the week, and frankly, finishing in the fourth quarter. That's something we need to do a better job of.
And how excited are you for the home opener? Is that something that you still really get excited about?
No place like home, especially Lambeau Field. So it'll be great with the south end zone and, and to get out here for the first time for a real game. It's going to be awesome.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time this week.
Thank you.
All right, and good luck this week. Of course, the Coats for Kids program this week as well before the Washington game. Make sure you collect the coats and cash donations in the parking lots at the Lambeau Field gates as you come in. That starts at 8 a.m. Thanks again for watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Join us again next week.